About to play a song by Nugi. Agustinus Gusti Nugroho, or Nugi, is an Indonesian actor and singer. He released a trilogy entitled Bumi or Earth in 1995, Air or Water in 1996, and Udara or Air in 1998. One of his best hits was Pelukis Malam, or The Night Painter. The song Pelukis Malam is about a human amazement over the nature created by the creator. The song also reminds us the humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is Nugi with Pelukis Malam. Enjoy listening to the song.
Thank you. Indonesia.
Coba tertawa dalam derita.
Menangisi bahagia bersama. Tak ku sadari dirimu letih di tengah jalannya. Lelah kau di sini, tapi di hati ini selalu menginginkan sebaliknya. Ku memohon kini, mungkin pintaku kian mengibah. Dengarlah kali ini saja, ku takkan lebih banyak bicara.
Back for more.
hesitate, cause everything will be alright. Love you, for new, for you, I feel free now.
Sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Menyusuri liku hidup. Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, you can enjoy this program on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. And besides enjoying our program, we would be grateful if you could send us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official, VOI_official. You may also reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. In about 26 minutes from now, you can enjoy 1 hour English program that is accessible not only on the streaming and mobile app, but also on the shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. So don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Moyangku orang pelaut, gemar mengayun. dan saya di lautan para
those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia, I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's
it. Kalau istilah pinisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an, 40-an.
Here around the 19th century and around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cat catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Blitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east, so the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Pinisi sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar pinisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Pinisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Pinisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam apa namanya ya?
The term Pinisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Pinisi boat is, because the term Pinisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari tonglongpong, there was palari tonglong. The term Pinisi started in the early 80s, especially after the Pinisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Pinisi. So the term Pinisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Pinisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Pinisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Pinisi. Jadi, istilah Pinisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya sesuatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Pinisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. Ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
people's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word Pinisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Pinisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The Tung's Dynasty was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Dynasty to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Pinisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Pontobahari itu. Penggunaan kata Pinisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia. Karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Pinisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today.
Mungkin dari awal, saya waktu itu yang saya cerita tadi, 85 dari tim.
At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan. And then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman, who was watching us as a witness to who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called Pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal Pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu pun Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Pinisi ship was built originally from Arab Lukumbas of Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di segi pengalaman saja, diakui dan seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan fungsinya 1 tahun lebih.
With the Pinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, ironwood, PC wood and kick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea, you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship permits. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of teak wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang. Bisa untuk pasal tuang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Minas, papang tir papangnya di sisi yang kesatu satu. Sampai
tadi. The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is, then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, and the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope. Then the sail is put on. That's it.
Kali sering, kali tian, nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making finishing sailing ships have been known to people of Ara village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew this shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts. Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is a precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
there is one thing that is absence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded about the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemo-Lemo people. It seems to have a formula called Tatatalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Finisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Ara people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a cell phone. And they all have to function the same as cell phone. If you install one small part wrongly. So this is how Formwood works. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fail. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archaeology for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only finicky.
Dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru kesenjian halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada halayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini si doang.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Ada sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda?
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Dia masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu, tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani cita dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya.
Destiny's decry. Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, my listener. Thank you for still staying tuned in Indonesia today through our audio streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital. I'm Nuka Kusumawati and I will accompany you to complete your weekend with highlight of the week. First info is about President Prabowo, who inaugurates 961 regional heads in a mass ceremony. This year's regional head inauguration marks a historic moment. Indonesian President Prabowo officially inaugurated 961 regional heads and their deputies at the same time as the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Ofra has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo officially inaugurated 961 regional heads and their deputies at the President's Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. This mass inauguration is the first time in the history of the Republic of Indonesia.
I would like to congratulate you on your inauguration. I would also like to congratulate you on the mandate given to you by the people of your respective regions. I would also like to congratulate you on your election as regional head. I think this is a historic moment. For the first time in our country, we inaugurate 33 governors, 33 deputy governors, 363 regions, 362 deputy regions, 85 mayors, 85 deputy mayors, with a total of 961 regional heads from 481 regions.
As a symbol of the inauguration, six regional leaders stood before representatives of each religion to take the oath of office. However, all regional leaders took the oath of office at the same time.
Next, we have information about consumption of nutritious food is key to success of free nutritious meal programs. Professor at Bogor-based IPB University and chairman of the Indonesian Nutrition and Food Expert Association said that consuming nutritious food is a key to success of the free nutritious meal program. Ranoff has the details.
Adequate nutrition play a critical role not only in maintaining good health, but also in supporting cognitive function, physical performance, and productivity. This was said by Professor Hardisha, a professor at Bogor Agricultural University and chairman of the Indonesian Nutrition and Food Expert Association, during an interview on Morning Talk Voice of Indonesia on Thursday. He emphasized that adequate nutrition is a key prerequisite for building a healthier and more productive future generation in Indonesia.
Yeah, and nutrition is very important it's not only for health, but also for the cognitive function and physical and productivity of each of the people, yeah.
Mm.
So with the better nutrient intake, better nutritional status, people will have a good physical performance,
mm-hmm.
have a good cognitive performance and mental performance, and also have a better health. So it is a prerequisite if we would like to have a future better generation in Indonesia.
In supporting the Free Nutritious Meal Program, Bogor Agricultural University has played an active role in developing a food provision model that not only alleviates hunger but also ensures a balanced diet. Professor Hardinsyah revealed that the program has shown positive progress since its implementation began in January 2025.
Now we have information about National Cyber and Crypto Agency stresses the importance of awareness in cyber data protection. The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, BSSN, Nugroho Sulistyobudi, stressed the importance of awareness and vigilance in the protection of personal data to prevent digital fraud. Ranoff has the detail.
The head of the National Cyber and Crypto Agency, Nugroho Sulistyobudi, stressed the need for collective awareness to build vigilance in protecting personal data. Speaking at